Jesus said and did some powerful things while he was here on earth. How can we make sure that we interpret them correctly? That is a central question for Christians. Well, today we find the answer. If you saw me do something or heard me do something, you could make a guess as to what I mean. So if you see me doing this, you could guess I'm squashing a bug, right? Or I'm putting out a cigarette, maybe, or getting ready to sing "Thank God I'm a Country Boy" or something like that, right? But how would you really know what I'm gonna do unless I explain it to you, right? Or even if I tell you something, if I told you I'm cool, you might think, I hope he's referring to the temperature. It's not, Father's not cool, right? Wouldn't it help if I just explained to you what I meant? Why I'm doing this? Why I said that? Well, if you think that those things are hard to understand, how many times did the disciples of Jesus see something that he did, hear something that he said, and didn't understand it? They saw Jesus walk on water, cleanse the temple, curse a fig tree. They heard him tell cryptic parables, predict his own death, and tell you to eat his flesh and drink his blood. So once he was gone, how do they explain to someone else what all that means? Well, Jesus gave us a promised help called the Holy Spirit. In fact, our two readings today, the first reading and the gospel reading, together give us a beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit guiding the early church. And for that matter, the church of 2022 into the truth. So in the gospel, Jesus told his apostles, the Father will send the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. In other words, after Christ's life was over, it was the Spirit that helped the church to understand what he said and what he did. So let me ask you this question. Would you prefer to have a video of Christ's entire life or to have the four Gospels? Would you prefer to have a video of Christ's life or the four Gospels? Now you'd say, of course, I'd like to have a video. I want to see exactly what he did. I want to hear exactly what he said. But what good would that be if we don't understand what he meant? I mean, how many people lived with Jesus and didn't understand what he meant? Including his disciples, over and over and over. The Gospels are not just a video of Christ. The Gospels are the life of Christ taught by the Holy Spirit to remind the apostles what he said and did. Now let's be clear. In this gospel, he's talking to the apostles. He just washed their feet at the Last Supper. He's not telling every Christian, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything, and will teach you everything, and will teach you everything. And And if yours doesn't match yours, and if yours doesn't match yours, well, then just go start your own community. No. In this case, he is speaking to the apostles. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to write down in the Gospels. And later, will tell you how to interpret them. And only a few years later, we see that very thing playing itself out in the Acts of the Apostles. So the church is brand new, and there are people who want to join the church, but they're not Jews. So the question is, does a pagan, which they called a Gentile, does a pagan have to become a Jew before becoming a Christian? That was their question. So they have the first council ever in the first reading. It's kind of like Vatican II, but 1900 years before. And they decide. And from that, we get one of my favorite lines from the New Testament. They say, "It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us." Yes, we decided, but the Holy Spirit led us to this decision, just as Jesus promised. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us. Now, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit does not have a role in our individual lives. Of course it does. The Holy Spirit will give us the strength to live as Christians. You know, more and more now, I rely on the Holy Spirit to give me the right words, the right actions. You know, that's become my go-to prayer. Before I make a phone call that I'm not excited about making, or a meeting that I'm nervous about going to, or a talk that I'm uneasy about giving, you have the phone in my hand, I say, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love." And then I push send. But we don't have to wonder what Jesus meant when he did something or when he said something. He himself promised an advocate to help us understand it correctly. He promised us the Spirit.